Hi everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Raphael, I am your host. I'm a certified life coach, meditation guide, and I enjoy talking to you guys about philosophy, life, and asking some difficult questions. Although we mostly meditate on this channel, I do want to get more into talking and studying philosophy together, and I love the messages that you've sent me regarding my last episode. Some of you agreed, some of you did not agree on certain things. Some of you found the exercise of taking a nap on your deathbed profound, and some of you got a little bit scared, and that's okay. And I really, really enjoy, so take a look in the show notes and engage in dialogue. I might start, tell me if it's a good idea. I would like to start maybe a Slack channel, which is like a general chat for people to talk about these things. I might do this after I record this episode. If it's there, then it'll be in the show notes if I've created it. And if not, then I will do it soon. But first, let me know if it's a good idea. And in today's episode, I would like to talk about productivity. And the fact that productivity is not about getting more things done. Now, you might ask, Raphael, this is a podcast on meditation, on mindfulness, on philosophy, on Zen, and on, you know, the art of peace, the art of life. Why are we going to talk about productivity and to-do lists and things like this? We're not going to be talking about to-do lists. I actually recently started a blog because this is a subject that is fascinating to me, and I've called it Zen productivity. And this is because we have the false conception, the false assumption that productivity means to do as many things as possible in the littlest time to make it fast, quick, and so on. But for me, actual productivity is not that. Productivity is something that needs to be done mindfully, and it is not about getting more things done. And I would like to start with a quote by Greg McKeown from his book Essentialism. I mentioned this book a few times before on the podcast. It's really a book. I've read it twice, and I've enjoyed it both times. The second time more because I was taking smart notes. We can talk about smart notes in another episode. It's a note-taking technique for me to remember what I read, but also operationalize on the wisdom, and also share it when I think it's appropriate on YouTube, on the blog, or here on the podcast. So I'd like to start with a quote from Greg McKeown in the book, which has inspired a lot of the thought processes that I've had on productivity. This plus adding everything that we learn on Stoic philosophy, Zen, mindfulness, and so on, to create some new productivity systems that can really enhance the quality of our lives. And so finally, the quote, I've mentioned that I'm going to read a quote 10 times now. That is not very minimalistic. Here it goes, I quote, "Essentialism is not about how to get more things done, it's about how to get the right things done. It doesn't mean just doing less for the sake of less either. It is about making the wisest possible investments of your time and energy in order to operate at your highest point of contribution by doing only what is essential." End of quote. This is a principle that I've tried to incorporate in my productivity systems. As I said, I'm constantly creating new productivity systems to be more efficient and to be more at peace with the work that I'm doing, which I hope is a work driven by purpose and love. And I say try because it's always a work in progress. As I said, it's, you know, always every day doing 1% progress so that we can continue to learn. Remember, to live is to learn. To learn is to live. And I want to paraphrase this sentence that I've just read, this quote, by replacing the word essentialism just with a simpler word, maybe productivity. And that is so far, if I replace those words, the best definition to productivity that I have yet found, yet. And it is, I quote, "Productivity is not about how to get more things done, it's about how to get the right things done. It doesn't mean just doing less for the sake of less either. It is about making the wisest possible investment of your time and energy in order to operate at your highest point of contribution by doing only what is important." And I want to emphasize this point there, to making the wisest possible investment of your time and energy in order to operate at your highest point of contribution. And I have small goosebumps when I read this and when I talk about this, because it's so important. And I hope that, you know, most of my listeners are really into the self-improvement space, the personal development space, and the spirituality space also, because we do a lot of meditation and the mindfulness space. And productivity should be a big part of that, because productivity is all about doing what is the most important thing to do, creating the focus and energy to do so, so that we can contribute to the world with, you know, with our unique talents in a certain way. And again, it's really important. And productivity is a personal strategy to operate at your highest point of contribution by deciding where to put your time and energy, allocating your limited focus, your limited willpower, to what's the most important in your life at that precise moment, in the here and now. And productivity is not turning yourself into a machine. Let's just talk a little bit about what we tend to think of productivity as being. It is not turning yourself into a machine. You are not a machine. You're a human being. I hope you are. Maybe it's a robot listening, but I don't think so. I think you're a human being here. And it seems that employers or bosses sometimes forget that you're a person with feelings, with thoughts, with ambitions, with purpose, with challenges, with obstacles, and with virtues. And this is why it is not realistic nor reasonable for employers to want their employees to be productive 8 hours per day, 5 days per week, tracking every minute of their time, you know, with the cards or with the software, so that their quote-unquote productivity, or the false definition of productivity, can be inspected and improved or improved. But it feels like in some situation we're stuck in this archaic productivity principle that might come from the very start of the Industrial Revolution in the 1700s, to make more, make faster, make cheaper, while at the same time, especially nowadays, expecting creative problem solving, innovation, quality, and of course, what we hear about always, the culture of joy at work and the work and life balance that they call. But we need to, as soon as possible, shift our mindsets towards a new definition of productivity, which is, you know, not lesser hours is not the answer. I don't think so. In Spain currently, they just said that they wanted to reduce the working hour, the full-time working hours in a week, to 32 hours. In France, it's 35 hours. Here in Germany, it's 40 hours. And I know that in other countries, it can go to 60 and 80 hours, which is ridiculous, because you cannot possibly work well for that amount of time. But that is another subject for another time. But I don't think that lesser hours is necessarily the answer, because, well, how many hours are the right answer? It depends. It depends on the individual. Let's not forget that we are individuals that respond and have, you know, different things happening in our lives, and we have differences in abilities to focus and to concentrate, and we have, of course, different tasks to do. So it's not equal. So saying 32, 35, or 40 hours for everybody is, I don't think it's the most efficient way to operate. So what is the answer here? Well, the answer is, I'm not sure if I really have an answer, but I can certainly try to dig deep into what I've tried to learn and my experiences, and give some sort of advice to bosses and employers, in that I feel that the most important thing is to hire people that you have great confidence in, and to let them do their best work, and to, you know, to be more efficient than just thinking, okay, let's make 8 hours per day, and even if these hours are empty, then sit there at your desk and pretend to concentrate. Remember what I told you before, we talked about it a lot, confidence, because I said you have to hire people that you have great confidence in. Confidence means comes from confidere with intense trust. So we have to have intense trust in the people that work for us or with us, or intense trust towards ourselves for that matter. And then time management is quickly removed from the equation altogether and is replaced by focus allocation or energy management or recovery management, efficiency management, essentialism, Zen productivity, or however you want to call it. And I would like you to ponder on that and to, as you create, and I'm going to help you with this in the next few episodes and on this blog that I'm writing, to create some mindful Zen philosophy based productivity system so that you have the time and the space, the energy and the willpower day after day consistently to do the best work that you can, the work that you do with purpose and with dignity and towards the goal of contributing your highest potential in service of the world, of the people around you, of the people that love you. And so stay updated. We will talk a little bit more about it, but I would like to stop the episode now because I feel it's been long enough. I've taken enough of your time, and I would like you to send me a message and engage with me on these topics, either on Twitter, Instagram, email, whatever. All my contact information is in the show notes, as always, and I do respond to all of your messages. I just really love making a dialogue and debating and hear your views and opinions on what we're talking about, what reflects with you, what doesn't. And yeah, that's it for me today. Hope you have a nice one. If this is the morning, then have a great day. And if not, take time to recover, turn off all your digital equipment, and get ready for a deep rest of rejuvenation. Maybe do a little breathing, a little meditation, and yep, have a nice rest. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.